Well, here we go again, 2 weeks after the end of the Olympics, and I'm standing back in the now Paralympic Park. Nice and alliterative there. It's a gorgeous day, a bit cold. I think autumn's definitely on the way, but it's blue skies, sunshine, probably the best weather I've seen in the park so far. And I'm standing here with my dad. Say good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Dad.
And we are heading off to the velodrome to go and see some track cycling this morning. And then this afternoon, I'm going to Greenwich Park with my mum to go and see some of the equestrian stuff. Stuff being a technical word.
For dressage.
I'm not sure if it's dressage, actually. It's described as being a team trial. So it could be a courtroom, for all I know. We're looking down at the moment on the sort of riverbank area that's got the big screen in the middle of the Lee on it. And the gardens either side, and on the other side of it we've got the basketball arena and the velodrome. Well, it's the first time you've come up this end of the park, isn't it? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, it looks nice, especially with the sun. Cool, nice and warm, and, well, say warm, it will be warm.
It will be warm at some point, yeah.
But there's a little bit of a cold wind, but apart from that, yeah, it looks nice. It's swarming with people, which is good.
It's pretty busy, isn't it?
Which is great for the Paralympics.
I can't believe this many people coming to see disability sports, but it's apparently so.
It's a good thing.
Absolutely. So we're going to go off and find breakfast now.
Yes.
Somebody's getting grumbly.
Very good. My stomach.
This is an Irish team going in the B classification women's 1 kilometre time trial in the velodrome. That was meant to be a British team starting in the B class female time trial.
The machine is in the starting gate and it's actually locked to the starting gate and it releases the machine. As at the exact moment when the clock reaches zero, you've got to get that initial surge on the pedals absolutely right.
Wobbled.
Sorry?
They wobbled. They have got to get off the bike before they put the bike under the block.
Oh, right, okay.
Here we go again with the twins whilst we await the great pregnancy coming back into the gate. Both men commentating at the moment. Oh, that's Evers. Nice, Randy.
Congratulations, Pete.
And the same to you.
I'm working with
Alex Russell,
who
sent that one in. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Very much
appreciated.
How many restarts do the athletes get? Well, normally, only one. If something happens a second time, you're normally out. It's very, very rare that you're allowed a third start, as it were. But here we go, a second start before the break. And then, as you see, their machine being put back into the gate. Let me just repeat something. The machine is locked into that gate. There's a system that looks rather like a standard brake caliper from a standard bicycle, which grips the back wheel. Only releases, let me repeat, exactly on the millisecond when that clock gets to zero.
And one thing also, the commissaires, the judges as we call them in cycling, they're not only looking at what the athletes are doing, they're making sure that the technology is releasing the athletes at the right time. And in this case here, this is probably what the officials saw, is that mechanism on the beam did not release, hence it was not the athlete's fault.
So let's just reintroduce the riders to you, the Great Britain team here, the first of the two Great Britain tandems. This is the team that got fourth in the World Pursuit Championship earlier this year.
Right.
Sorry, I've got the same device for wearing around your neck.
Yep.
And then I've got an earphone.
Brilliant.
That will link into this.
Okay, thank you very much. explain for the audio boo that the conversation going on there was me finally getting an audio description device. Unfortunately, it's only relaying the commentary, which is going on anyway. But better than nothing. A bit of confusion. They originally brought me a hearing loop, but I have now got the earpiece, so that's rather good. Slightly disappointing, still got the same issues that we had getting the devices during the Olympics. They don't seem to have learnt and provided better training. Clearly not the games makers' fault, but I would have hoped that they would have been briefed on this. Anyway, we are where we are.
Back photograph from the angle, or let's say turn round, but
so are they at the bottom of the track then at the other end?
Right on the other end.
This is the medal ceremony for the kilometre time trial that we were watching earlier on.
Numpty. I could have done it on the screen, couldn't I?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Oh, I'm here.
A bit rather boring music compared to the Chariots of Fire that we had during the Olympic ones. somewhere moderately quieter now. I've left the velodrome, left my dad at the velodrome, in fact, so that I can make my way across down southeast London, East London rather, to Greenwich for the equestrian events this afternoon. So I'm due to be meeting my mum at Cutty Sark in just under an hour's time. And of course, you forget that you spend most of the time trying to get out through the Olympic Park. So I've just passed the second bridge, if you were going back towards Stratford Gate from the velodrome. And I think I've gone past the Coca-Cola beatbox thing, which I went to on the second time that I came to the park, about 3 weeks ago. It is, and for those who haven't been, it is very concrete in the park. As much as the gardens are very nice, it is a mass of concrete, just huge pathways. Has something of a, well, I suppose I was going to say sort of exhibition fair about it. I suppose that's what it is, really. And you have these motorised golf buggy things ferrying people about. One of them is parallel to me at the moment. But they don't seem to follow any kind of route. They just sort of drive everywhere. It's quite clear at the moment, actually. I think most people must be in sessions, which is good. Hopefully means I might get on a train fairly quickly. Demonstrates how slow these golf buggies go. He's only just about drawing away from me. Right, I think I'm just coming back up to towards the Stadium Island area. And then I'm going to head out to Stratford Gate and Stratford International, the DLR station, and we'll see how we get on. And then I'll start a new audio booth. So bye from part one of Robert Does the Paralympics, day one.